I don't know if Raptor fans are giving a standing ovation to the news that Pascal Siakam has signed a max contract or not. Josh and I like it very much, and joining us to chat about it now is Leo Routens. Leo, thanks for joining us. And I don't think any of us are surprised the deal gets done, especially with the season opener coming on Tuesday. But what do you think of 4 years max money for Siakam? Good move?
Hey, absolutely. He's earned it. And all you right now, if you're the Toronto Raptors, you're hoping that his career is going to go on the same trajectory as it has. And you base that decision on a lot of different things. You know, his work ethic, the way he approaches the game. You know, how does he act when he has success? How does he act when things don't go so well? So you have a pretty good gauge of who you have. And I think Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster have a lot of confidence in who Pascal is as a person, as well as a player. Because when you're committing that kind of money, you better have a good grasp of both. And I don't think he's the type of player that's going to get affected by that kind of money. He wants to be a great player. And now the good thing now is, you know, the Toronto Raptors are showing him, you know, hey, we believe in you. We're committing to you. And he doesn't have to stress about that. He doesn't have to worry about that. And hopefully he can have a season that just tops what he did last year.
What does it say about the Raptors scouting and Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster's ability to find players like Siakam and Anobi later in the first round of drafts, or even in the second round, or undrafted in the case of Fred VanVleet, and then they develop them into these kinds of players who are worthy of this kind of financial commitment?
Or in a case of a Terrence Davis right now. The benchmark for the NBA has always been the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, the way they do it, the second rounders, the undrafted guys they stash away in Europe and they bring back, they've always found players and they've had incredible success because of, you know, their scouting and their development. Masai Ujiri, you know, made that move with having a G League team. And that really is critical. More and more, you know, almost the whole NBA is in that direction now. And, you know, Masai was ahead of the game in that regard. And what you want to do is, you know, you have hands-on ability to be with your guys. I mean, when you're a Raptors 905, it's just down the street, basically. And the Raptors have an opportunity to not only to develop their players, and they're doing exactly what the big team's doing. They're trying a few things out the big team might want to do, but everybody's on top of everything. Everybody knows everything that's happening. You're developing your coaches at the same time, so you have a lot of continuity, what's going on back and forth between the two. And then just the scouting, to have the right people making the decisions on finding these players. You go back and look at what a lot of people said, you know, about a Fred or about a Pascal in their drafts. It's laughable how people just underestimated them and didn't give them enough credit. And even other players that, you know, I think Marc Gasol made the comment in the playoffs when everybody was talking about how the Raptors didn't have a top 15 pick on that team. And Marc Gasol said, hey, look at me. I mean, here's a guy that as well that, people underestimated and didn't understand how good he could be. And yes, the Raptors got him later on, but it still falls into knowing what you have, what a player can become. And here's another, I think, major point. You know, a lot of teams assemble talent. I think if I had to throw a team out, the Houston Rockets, you know, they bring in a lot of talent. What is that translated to? It doesn't always work. And you have to have players, the chemistry, the fit. Does this guy complement that guy? What Masai did last year, he took some risks, but everything he did last year, it was a perfect, one player was a perfect complement. You know, how many players had career seasons last year because of the complement that they were playing with? All those things come into play, and it really is, it's a lot of fun to watch and see it come to fruition.
Leo Routens is with us. Roger Lajoie, Josh Goldberg here, Sportsnet Today and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Pascal Siakam gets a 4-year contract, max money extension from the Raptors. Leo, I hope I know the answer to this question already, but I want to ask you, because you are around NBA circles, of course, and not just with the Raptors, but you know the game so well, and you already touched on it in your previous answer. It's the Raptors' way of doing business, the reputation of how they do things. We saw it with Kawhi. I think they handled the load management extremely well, and even though he left, it was very positive. They had national TV exposure after winning an NBA championship. Everybody saw how electric Toronto was. Kyle Lowry gets a one-year extension, a great contract, respectful for him at his age. Siakam now getting his deal. Gasol and Ibaka coming back, buying in, veterans. They're doing everything right, are they not, in terms of what Masai is doing? So ultimately, the long-winded question I'm trying to ask, are we now over this Raptors stigma for 23 of the first 25 years of this franchise? It was all about who didn't want to play here now. Leo, can we move on from that and say this is going to be a destination?
I think to a large degree you can. I think Toronto is a destination place in the NBA. It's a great city. Players come here. They love playing here. But here's the point that we've kind of been talking about that. You know, what did Masai do when everybody's talking about that stuff? You know, you got to say, okay, look, are we at a disadvantage here? You know, even if it's perception, are we at a disadvantage? So we can hang our heads and say, okay, you know, hey, it's Toronto, we can't get guys. You got to accept the way it is. Or you can get into that development, get into better scouting, do everything better to develop your talent and to create your environment that one is going to help you overcome any obstacles or perceived obstacles. And two, it's just going to create a better environment to get those top players and to make Toronto a destination place to say, hey, these guys do it right. And I think the point of Kawhi Leonard that at no time last season did the Raptors sacrifice Kawhi's health for winning a game. And that tells that sends a message out to everybody. And I think I love what Masai even said this year that, you know, when Kawhi left, he goes, hey, you know, how could I say anything? Well, one, he came in here and he did everything he could have done. But two, hey, I traded away at DeMar DeRozan. So how can I say anything about, you know, Kawhi leaving? And I think that's a character comment because this is a tough business. And sometimes you're going to have to make really tough decisions like letting DeMar go. But you did it because you saw something. This was... And I don't think this was a planned thing that happened. And that's where I think DeMar felt a little ticked off about it. But it just happened. It developed. Sometimes these things just open up, and Masai took advantage of it. But the way he's handled it with every player, I think does send a message. And if a player doesn't want to come to Toronto, when, number one, you're getting paid, you're coming to a great city, you got a whole country behind you, not just a city, which is no other team has that. And you have an organization that does it right in every respect. And you're playing with talented guys that really play the game the right way. And you got a great coach. I mean, I think it's really attractive for anybody out there.
Looking specifically at Siakam, we know he had the breakout season, most improved player last year, was great in the playoffs. And now with Kawhi and Danny Green gone, all of those minutes and shots available, how likely do you think it is that Siakam can take another step forward and become an all-star in the Eastern Conference this season?
Oh, he definitely can, and I think that's what the Raptors are banking on. That the way he plays the game. Look at last year's team. Okay, last year the Raptors had the second best record in the NBA, two games behind Milwaukee Bucks. And Milwaukee Bucks are steamrolling to get first place. Every game was there. The Raptors had trades, load management, injuries, all kinds of stuff, and they had the second best record in the NBA. Well, who was your second leading scorer on that team? Pascal Siakam. So I think people that are saying, hey, he's got to make this huge jump. It doesn't have to be a huge jump. He's just got to continue being who he is, continue to grow as a player. And maybe he does make an even bigger jump. But, again, it doesn't have to. I think Fred Van Vliet was talking about that about a week ago. So he doesn't have to make this enormous jump to be an all-star. I think he's right there. And the question is, is he going to go from all-star status to franchise status? That's a bigger question because all-star, I think, is an easy target for a player like Pascal and the things he's capable of doing and most of all his work ethic. So, I think it's just going to be fascinating to watch, how he develops. And here's another thing, even though it's not a Pascal, but an OG Anunoby, last year, it was a non-factor for him. It was a wash, right? Personal reasons, injuries, all kinds of things. He didn't have the year that he wanted. Certainly, the Raptors are hoping he'd have. Well, what if he makes that kind of a jump? What if he has a Pascal type of season that Pascal had last year, this year. That changes a lot of things with this team. And he's capable of doing that. So there's a lot of good things with this organization right now. And, you know, Pascal is just one of many, but certainly a guy that's got an unbelievable future.
Exciting times indeed. Four-year max money contract extension worth $130 million. The Raptors agree to it with Pascal Siakam. Leo Routin's joining us. Leo, great of you to jump in on short notice. Really appreciate your time, pal. Thank you.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.